You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
Hungry Howie's knows there's nothing better than pepperoni pizza, but the question is, which pepperoni reigns supreme? Now, you got the crispy, classic cupped pepperoni, you know, the satellite dishes. Big fan. But why choose one when you get both? They got a pepperoni duo coming up. See, this is more up my alley right here. Pepperoni duo, you're getting the classic cup pepperoni, plus the original, plus 100% real cheese, unlike a lot of these other places around town. Get a large pepperoni duo, $9.99, only at Hungry Howie's.
Okay, well, let's just get into it then. We'll go to the board. First game, Thursday night, 6:30 tip, Michigan State, minus that point and a half against Kansas State.
Yeah. I mean, across the bridge. I mean, it opened up K-State minus two. State's now favored by 1.5. This comes down to a point guard battle. New York kids, by the way, Tyson Walker and Noel, the point guard for K-State. They know each other, grew up playing against each other. You know, State, if you told me they were going to go 6-for-30 in their first two games, I'd be like, wait, that they shot 6-for-30 from three and they won?
You would have said it's another Izzo exit.
Right. But here's what they're doing. I think it's really impressive what they've done defensively. Now, this is not a good defensive team. This is not one of Izzo's defensive teams. They're rebounding. They're guarding. They shut down Boogie Ellis for USC. They made Kolek incredibly uncomfortable for Marquette.
Cam Jones, too.
Yeah, and they held him to 60. They're going to have to do something with Noel, because Noel right now, he's shooting 43% from deep. He's a playmaker. He's one of these kids who's like Steph Curry, or at least watched his highlight reel. He will pull from 30. I just kind of wonder, am I overvaluing the coaching? Jerome Tang versus Tom Izzo, a first-year guy versus a Hall of Famer, a guy who is notorious for how he can match up in the tournament once he gets it rolling. To me, it's Michigan State here, right?
For me, it's Michigan State. But I don't want it to be lost like we're dumping on Kansas State, because the story of their season, dead last in the Big 12, that was the preseason pick.
Right.
First-year coach. Their point guard's 5'7". Everyone's doubted him his entire career. Keontae Johnson, remember he had that scary collapse at Florida? He's surging right now.
6'6", 230, NBA-type body.
They got two veteran clutch guards who have been through everything. It's a super likable team. But, Mike, I think you can pick Michigan State without just kind of staying surface level with the coaching. Kansas State, 18% of possessions end in turnovers.
Wow.
You're running into Tom Izzo with a three-guard lineup who can defend the perimeter. Kansas State, bottom 100 in the turnover rate. Only eight high majors have a higher turnover rate.
This is fascinating. So it almost mirrors Michigan State Marquette, where Marquette forced turnovers on about 24% of possessions. Yet, State forced 17 turnovers by Marquette. MSU only had 10. State doesn't force turnovers.
And keep in mind, Marquette, flip side of this metric. They're great. They never turn the ball over. So you're looking at a great matchup opportunity for the Spartans to get bonus baskets in transition, empty possessions for Kansas State, get them in some quicksand. Here's the thing that might scare you if you're a Spartan. Kansas State, 15th in three-point defense, but you just saw MSU win without shooting the three. They've got the DNA to win ugly. They're going to win turnovers. They're going to get the offensive boards. Kansas State doesn't box out. So you got a team that turns it over, doesn't box out.
Here's the other thing.
I love Michigan State in this. In fact, it's the Costa lock this week.
Fuck. All right. That doesn't make me feel great. I kind of mirrored this matchup a little bit with Gonzaga UCLA. K-State is going to be top 70 in pace. MSU is like 308. MSU does not want to play fast. K-State does. I mean, I watched that K-State TCU game, Big 10 tourney, or Big 12 tourney. Jim, it was like, oh my God, I'm going to have a seizure. It becomes harder to run later in the tourney.
You're right.
I kind of lend it to better coach, better plan. And MSU, look, Jaden Akins has become their defensive stopper. I think Akins probably goes on Keontae Johnson. I don't know. I think you might start with Hogard or Walker on Noel. No one guy is going to stop this cat.
But that's the beauty of MSU. They don't have to.
Right.
Because even if someone gets in foul trouble, you want to stagger some minutes. You're not playing three guards the whole game, but
I think
they're going to play crunch time, all three of them, and you put who's ever doing the best job.
I'm going to take State, and right now it's at 1.5. You can have it if you want it. I'll take State.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.